Good, it's your boy B Barnes. This is a Gentleman's Guide podcast where we seek to unpack manhood one day at a time. We are back again for another hot episode. Today's main topic, we're going to dive into female friends. That's what we're going to talk about today.
Yes, sir.
I think it's a I think it's a dope conversation. I feel like it's something that you know, it's interesting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Before we get there, y'all know we got the hot takes. I know, Sadie, you're going to, you need to do some. Let somebody, let people know about what's happened.
Yeah, man. You know, I think we want to get into, you know, we live in a world where you never really know what people are going through.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important that we, you know, really focus on kindness and, you know, really drive, drive kindness, drive love, and let that be the force in which we lead with, you know.
Yeah.
We get so caught up in, you know, the minuscule things and, you know, the small things in life, and, you know, sometimes that can come off as, you know, very inconsiderate and,
right,
and very harsh and mean, you know. And we don't think about what our words mean and how they mean to others, and
put yourself in somebody, in that person's
in
shoes.
Correctly. I think that is something that we definitely should focus more on, you know. If not, you know, we should take it small doses of it at one time,
yeah,
you know, amongst us, you know. We can start that and spread it out, you know, to the community.
I think it's easy to be insensitive. It's easier than it was in the past to be insensitive these days.
Right.
Only because, you know, I feel like to a certain degree, a lot of us are numb emotionally because we receive so much information. In terms of everything, when it comes to politics,
yeah,
social aspect, you know, black men, black women being shot by the police, like,
yeah,
we see these videos,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So like, you add all these things and compounding, you know, and you put that into the average person's psyche, like, it's easy to be insensitive,
right? Right.
You know what I mean?
So,
but with that said, like you just said, yo,
kindness leads, man.
Goes a long way. Like, yeah,
kindness leads, and, you know. You know, for everybody out in the Bun community, you know, please continue to give your condolences to the, you know,
yeah,
Cruder family, as they're, you know, dealing with a traumatic a loss of their son.
Yeah.
So, you know, definitely want to send love and, you know, send, you know, kind words and give them their you know, the love in which they need from,
yeah,
us right now. You know, everybody.
No parent should be able to, you know, be in that situation.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's, you know, so it's. You know, prayers go out to him.
Absolutely, man. You know,
thoughts and prayers for sure. Yeah. All right, so hot take number two is we diving into really quickly. You know, I would say what, top three,
so
top five.
Are we talking about sitcom era or sitcom,
no? I would say
period.
I would say sitcom because I think that'd be a really
okay.
We can,
yeah,
that can go for days as far
right.
as eras. But
yeah,
what's your top five sitcoms.
Top five.
And to be specific, we talking black sitcoms.
Yeah, yeah.
We ain't doing no damn Seinfeld. We ain't doing
Don't sleep on Seinfeld, though. Don't sleep.
I'm not hating on Seinfeld. I'm not hating on Friends. I'm not hating. Now,
I've never watched Friends.
Because
Seinfeld.
Because Boy Meets World is my joint, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. Boy Meets World was dope.
I ain't gonna lie.
I can't relate. I can't relate.
But talking about top five.
Top five.
I know for sure my number one is Martin.
Okay.
That's probably the one we will agree on, for sure.
That's my number one.
Okay.
That was the one that my dad loved watching.
And my mama hated it.
And, yeah, bro. My mama did. She did not like us watching Martin, bro. She,
Ben, turn that out. That boy don't need to see that.
Well, we.
Because he, you know, he ain't, you know, it was.
My dad is a nigga. You can bleep that out. but yeah, we love watching Martin. So Martin's my number one. I might put Fresh Prince at number two.
Okay.
A number three, man, it get tough. It get kind of cloudy.
Yeah.
After that, I'm gonna throw Family Matters in there.
Okay.
Dang, what else? What else was hot? Because there's some other joints.
Moesha.
Moesha. All right, Moesha. I'm going to throw Moesha in there. And we can talk about, because I had a, not a debate, but kind of a debate.
Jamie like Foxx.
The comparing Moesha and the Parkers. And was telling somebody, I was like, Moesha was a better show.
But which one was funnier, though?
The Parkers was funnier than Moesha. Bro. Like,
yeah. I think that's
a, yeah, like I was,
that's easy.
I was talking to some people and they didn't kind of agree with me. But yeah, so I would throw Moesha in there. That's four, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it probably, I'm gonna throw a crazy one out there. Malcolm and Eddie, bro. Like, that's a, for me, that's a sleeper. Like, that, if you watch that joint,
I don't know if I would.
If you go back and watch that joint, Eddie Griffin is that nigga funny.
I like
bro.
Eddie.
No, he is funny.
That nigga's funny, bro. And I think I only like the show because of Eddie Griffin.
Nah, if it was just Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Nah, he's, niggas,
he's a cornball.
Yeah, he's
fine. All right, so mine would be, you know, of course, Martin.
Yeah.
Well, no, I ain't gonna say that. Like, because
are you doing it in a particular order, like he just did?
No,
or you just name it.
So let me say Martin is my definitive.
Martin is the GOAT.
And those others, and Fresh Prince is my definitive number two. Though others is kind of like just something that I like to watch.
So I watch. You know what I'm saying? I watch Fresh Prince a lot more than I did Martin.
Okay,
word.
But Martin, Fresh Prince, Martin. I watched a little bit of Living Single.
Yeah, Living Single.
Ooh, how you forget Living Single?
I didn't forget it. Okay. I just said, okay.
I watched a little bit.
It's a hot take.
Yeah.
Wayne's Brothers.
Dang, I forgot about that. That's tough, bro.
Ooh, that's tough.
And the one you just said.
Jamie
Foxx.
All right, bro. I'm going to have to swap out.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to have to put Wayne's Brothers in there, bro.
So if we're talking about your MJ of sitcoms, you're saying Fresh Prince is your MJ?
Probably Fresh Prince.
Okay.
Yeah, I watched Fresh Prince a whole lot more. I'm not gonna say a whole lot more, but I was more familiar with Fresh Prince than I was Martin. I watched Martin though for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and Mariah, she loves Martin. She knows Martin left and right, back and forth. Bro. Yeah.
So Martin is my GOAT for sure.
Yeah.
He's my clear number one. Everything else in terms of just storyline, comedy, you know, identifying with the characters.
Yeah.
Living Single is up there.
My number six off the bench.
Six man.
What was the joint where he had a son and he dated Pam? Not Gina. He dated Gina from Martin and he had a bald head.
My wife and kids.
Yeah, yeah,
my wife. I ain't gonna lie.
My wife and kids
is a dope joint too.
That's my number six.
My favorite character from that show is Franklin.
Blinky Deuce.
Hey, Frank.
That was funny, bro. He was like the
Steve Urkel for that show. Like when he came on that show,
he came on.
It changed the whole show.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
When Steve came on Family Matters, it changed.
When they made him a focal.
When they made him a focal part.
Yeah.
He changed the whole show, bro. Like,
yeah.
And Steve. And let's be clear. If we go back in the 90s, Steve Urkel was a phenomenon.
This man
was making cameos in other shows, right? You don't see that these days.
No.
He had his own dance, right? This is pre-social media. He had his own, he had all the merch. Again, this is pre-social media.
But also,
this man
Carlton did too.
Huh?
Carlton had a dance. He had his dance. He had his own way of dressing.
Of course, for sure.
So I haven't seen the remake of it. I haven't seen the remake.
You talking about the
Bel-Air?
Bel-Air.
I've seen a couple episodes and it was pretty good. I just didn't feel like buying it. I saw the free episodes. But for me, Martin is number one. Everything else in terms of Living Single, Fresh Prince. Jamie Foxx, because my man Braxton P. Hartner Briggs. Bro him. That's my guy, bro. Braxton P. Hartner Briggs. And then it was on Living Single, it was
cap though. Braxton had a bad white girl, boy.
She was a black sitcom.
Oh, you talking about?
Man, I don't care.
What's she
it's black sitcom.
What was her name?
I don't even remember.
Karen and stuff. I don't think it would be Karen. It would be.
Wasn't it one of the twins from my wife and White Chicks?
I don't think it was her.
Remember the one that played Kelly?
I know what you're saying.
But
I don't think it was her.
That wasn't her.
Mm-mm.
Okay, I'm merging.
I don't
blonde
know her
white
name,
girl.
But she was bad.
I guess they are
black sitcoms.
I love my black sisters though.
Hey, honorable mention.
What's that?
The Game. Honorable mention.
The early, the CW game, yeah. CW 22.
Yeah, that's what I'm
the
saying.
BET game, nah.
Yeah.
That joint turned into a drama instead of a sitcom.
It wasn't, yeah, it wasn't a sitcom at some point.
When it was a sitcom.
The sitcom, the game as a sitcom.
CW 22, I think I'd rock with it.
I would say honorable mention. Honorable mention.
I wouldn't put it in.
Nah, it ain't in this.
I won't put it in there.
It ain't legendary enough.
Yeah, it ain't legendary enough
because it's newer.
They got a
think about it. They
got a new part of the game out too now.
It's on Paramount. I have watched it. It's actually pretty good.
Really?
It's not a sitcom. It's still a drama. But it's pretty. It was actually pretty decent. Really? Like the storyline was pretty good.
Yeah,
it
might not.
I'll take that back. I'll take that.
I can't do it.
What?
Yeah, I was tripping.
Bro, yeah, I won't put the game in there, bro. Because you got that game probably goes in there with Malcolm and Eddie. Like,
yeah, it's like. It's like what you look at when you look at certain players, like certain athletes, like Steve Francis, like obviously he was a baller, but niggas don't remember him. Like kids would, you know, you post on Facebook, like kids would never know about Steve Francis.
Should talk about that.
You know what I'm saying?
Niggas that we forgot about in the NBA.
That could be
Steve Francis is definitely one of those niggas.
He's definitely
he was in the dunk contest.
Steve Francis was Derrick Rose before Derrick Rose, not as far as like the height of. You know,
as far as athletic,
wise, guy. And a smaller guard, point guard, like he was a prototype for Derrick Rose to come behind, and like, you know, do what he did.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah, but
sitcoms.
Yeah, I got definitely Living Single.
So
Jamie Foxx.
Now I do. Fresh. There's some other sitcoms I love watching. I like watching older sitcoms.
Oh, you gotta put Good Time.
I definitely watch Good Times every now and then.
You know, I didn't watch too many of those.
See, all right, let's be clear.
Jefferson, I like watching the Jefferson.
Let's be clear.
Good Times.
Y'all had cable growing up, didn't you?
No.
You didn't?
Nah, they didn't have cable like us.
But I will say.
He had friends that had cable.
We didn't go to the house. So what happened was we eventually got satellite, but I was already.
You was a bit older.
I was a little bit older.
Yeah, yeah, it was a little bit late in the game.
So
kind of like what happened with us too. Yeah,
we had basic cable.
So they had.
So you saying satellite?
3, 5, 6, 7. Skip 8 and 9. Go to 10, 11, and 12.
So
15.
So you didn't have. So you 22. Didn't have regular TV. That's what I'm saying.
They had a little bit beyond regular TV.
That's my point. My point is my suspicion was true. You had more than regular TV, nigga. That's what I'm saying.
But you got to go back a little bit further. So you know they switched to analog and they cut off regular TV.
Man, I ain't getting into the kind of tease. I know what you're saying. I remember.
Because cable used to be free.
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't know.
So when you lived in the town, because we lived in Zeppelin.
I wouldn't know.
All right, so I'm going to break it down.
What?
I wouldn't know.
So you plug you just like you do on a regular cable box. You just plug the wire into the
screw it
wall,
on.
And you get those channels.
Okay,
but then they cut that service out, and then it was
all digital.
It was all digital at that moment. So, but
That's when you had the 11.2s. 11-2, 50.2, all them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right before...
kids don't know about this.
Streaming came to...
No, it was way before streaming. It was before when 2000 came around. They were saying the world by the end of shit.
Yeah, Y2K and all that.
Yep. Get your plan together.
Uh-huh. That's when they cut all that stuff out. But, you know, then we had...
My point was, to get back to my original point, was for those of us who had a regular TV... When I say
we talking about UPN.
UPN.
Fox 50.
UPN.
WB22.
That's 28, 22, 5, 25. 11.
You can't forget 25.
No, we ain't had no 25.
See, that was on cable. That was a regular cable.
See, that's what I'm saying. That is a difference. It's levels to this. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, bro. We was talking about UPN.
UPN.
WB.
WB. WB. Fox.
NBC.
NBC. ABC.
CBS.
PAX.
Look,
47. PAX TV.
PAX TV.
Niggas don't remember that.
Yeah, Touched by an Angel. Hey, look. I know y'all used to. Hey, look, we can get off a sitcom, Touched by an Angel. Yeah, somebody. I know y'all was at your grandma's house watching Touched by an Angel.
With Della Reese.
Yellow. What was the old joint when they was it was called Yellow. Damn. Might have to edit this out.
Simpsons, nigga. What?
Nah, it's
Yellow.
When they used to be in the wilderness. And they was doing a lot of camping.
Oh, you talking about getting voted off when they got voted off the
island. Survivor?
No. Way before that.
I don't remember that.
It was like they was in a temple.
Nah. It was like a.
I don't know, bro. That was cable.
That's what I'm saying.
No,
bro.
It was a TV.
Oh, definitely honorable mention. 101, bro. That's honorable mention. I don't care what nobody say, because I was Brianna. That was my. Her last name was Bourne, so that was in my head.
Was your girlfriend?
That was my girlfriend back in the day, bro.
It can't
like,
be.
Like, y'all like elementary, middle school?
Y'all both kids with the last name. Y'all probably cousins before y'all
was. Nah, fam. Can't be your girlfriend because your last name Bourne.
We ain't doing that with that. Nah, we was. And then you so add on. Married. You add on the.
Y'all was married at 13.
When she was in. You add on when she was in Love and Basketball too. So it was like a continuation. Like, damn, like, yo, I'm really like. I had a real crush on Kyla Pratt.
For our generation, probably the younger, second half of our generation is probably like, yeah, we all had a crush on.
Definitely had a crush on Kyla Pratt, bro. Like, and she still look good too. Like, have you seen her lately?
Yeah,
she still got like a young looking face. Like, she's still, you know what I'm saying? But
well, hold on, we should do another hot talk.
Sometimes in this life,
your I don't know if we did this before, but your like celebrity. The
crush.
Black
celebrity crush,
the one that you
me alone.
So now, hold on, nigga, dang. You go ahead. I was just saying, you started running off a list. Clearly, you want to go ahead. Who are your? Just say like
celebrity crushes. As
celebrity
a kid?
Crushes. I ain't gonna say as a kid, nigga. Oh. Right now, boys.
So not Lathan. Me alone.
You got three.
Dang.
All right, we'll start with two.
Right. Those are the two for me. I'll come back to my third.
My celebrity crush, Elvana.
Ooh, that thick light skin chalk.
Can I get a refill?
Ari Lennox.
All right, yeah, that's exactly how she sings.
She can blow.
And the weather lady, the traffic lady. I can't think her name.
Light skin,
yeah.
Curly hair. I know exactly.
Yeah.
I know exactly who you
traffic, thought. What traffic?
Bro, she was a newscaster who went viral because she got a certain body shape, okay. And then she kind of capitalized on the social media. Yeah. I don't even know her name, but I know exactly.
Demetria.
It start with a D.
Yeah, Demetria something.
Yeah.
Okay. Something.
Yeah, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
My three. Man,
it's childhood
one.
For me.
I really just got one.
Who?
Regina Hall, bro.
hey, bro. That's probably my number three. She's probably my number three.
So Nia Long is definitely my number, probably a close second.
Celebrity crush?
Yeah, bro.
Nia Long.
But Regina Hall, bro.
Come on now. Talk that talk.
Because so her range from like comedy and like dramatic, and then obviously
she's
beautiful too.
Yeah, bro. But she's super funny. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like all of it.
I could see her having a stand-up special. Like she's really funny.
I could too.
You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, yeah.
She's really things that she's been in, like obviously.
You know who I'm talking about, right? Regina Hall.
Absolutely.
All right. So some people, when I say Regina Hall, they think I mean Regina King.
Oh, they think Regina King.
Regina King is
beautiful as well.
Yeah, too. She is.
But but Regina Hall. Yeah,
Regina Hall. Yeah. What was the last movie she just played in?
She did a couple joints with Kevin Hart. She did Think Like a Man.
The joint with Jada Pinkett and Queen Latifah. The girl's trip. And then she was just on that Hulu joint with Nicole Kidman.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's actually really she did a phenomenal job on that.
Shout out to Regina Hall, man. Yeah, you see this.
She got range, bro.
Hey man, we can tag in it.
Yeah, I love you.
What? Nah, I got you, bro.
Nah.
I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know if I got a third. It's probably Sanaa Lathan falling in somewhere.
What you got?
What's my girl from the Players Club?
Lisa Ray.
I mean, Lisa Ray.
Stacey Dash. Yeah. Stacey Dash can kick rocks.
Yeah, yeah.
She used to be up there, but then after some point, we got tired of her.
I can't support Stacey.
She
said
she was staying stuff, and we was like,
what?
Yeah.
Bro, what are you talking about?
Like, Lisa Ray, though, been killing it for a long time.
She can't act, though.
No, she's not a great actor
at all.
She's not a great actor.
Her and Lala the same. Yeah.
Terrible.
Alicia, she's
especially when they had the sitcom. What's the
All of Us? This is all with,
Dwayne Jordan.
Dwayne Martin.
Dwayne Martin. Yeah. Martin. Yeah.
You don't remember that?
You don't remember that show?
I don't.
That was like when
you know why? Look, you know why? Because you ain't had regular TV, nigga.
Yeah. So when everybody was getting all the comedians was getting sitcoms.
We didn't get satellite until later, bro.
That was about the same time.
Show was out.
But yeah, All of Us.
It was like early 2000s.
D.L. Hughley show. All of them had shows at the same time.
Oh, we forgot about D.L. Hughley.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
Steve
Harvey show, bro.
Oh.
Like Steve Harvey with Cedric the Entertainer in that show, bro. And then the mixture of the younger actors that they had in the mix, bro. Yeah. Like the joint, the Steve Harvey show was
Romeo.
No, we definitely forgot about Steve Harvey.
Definitely forgot about Steve Harvey.
Bernie Mac show.
Everybody
hates Chris.
I'm embarrassed now.
It's a lot though. It's a lot of them joints out, bro.
It's just like when people naming their possible top five rappers. It's like, bro, it's a lot of niggas that's been out.
It's a lot
out.
Of niggas, bro. Like, it's a lot.
It's
of
a lot, bro. It's really a lot.
But definitely, like, those are some shows that I definitely, if I see them on, or if I see them like on Netflix or something, I'm gonna watch them.
Shout out to Tashina Arnold. You know the story behind that? The everybody, hey, hey, it's Chris. That's her singing with her friends.
Oh, really?
They wrote a whole song, but they just for the theme song, they cut out the whole song and just did that as a theme song.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was fire. So we gonna dive into the main topic, meat and potatoes of the conversation today. We mm-hmm. talking about female friends. Mm-hmm. So, first question is, do you or have you ever had close female friends? Because everybody got acquaintances, but we talking about like friends.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You mean like not just friends?
No.
I mean just friends.
Literally just platonic. Platonic.
Strictly platonic friends.
Yeah. Who happens to be a girl, a woman?
I do, mm-hmm. actually, still from college have yeah. friends, platonic female friends.
Where?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have quite a few female friends.
Yeah, me too. I feel like, I think a lot of guys who are like, I don't know if it's immaturity or like simple minded, and I don't mean this in any way. It's just really matter of fact. It's mm-hmm. like you shouldn't. You should be able to have a friend of the opposite sex.
Absolutely.
And even if they're like visually, you may be like, okay, yeah, like I'm not blind. Somebody may be pretty. Right.
Right. Right.
But that doesn't necessarily mean you're interested or attracted to them.
Right.
Right. Like I think there's two different things. You know what I'm saying? So like for me, a lot of times I've had friends of the opposite sex.
Yeah.
And it's just that. It's just friends. It's like, it's kind of like you look at this person as like a sister,
yeah,
or yeah. a cousin. You know what I'm saying? Or like a close, you know, a close cousin, yeah. or whatever. It's like you should be able to have a friend of the opposite sex and it not be
sexual. Absolutely.
Everything ain't sexual.
Actually, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
She may not even be attracted to your ugly ass.
Look. All the hoes don't want you, bro.
No,
that's true.
And I may not be attracted to her.
Yeah.
So I 100%, you know, uh-huh. feel you. You know, my female friends, it's you know, really strictly that, you know.
Yeah. So how do these friendships come about? Like, just, you know.
For me, was in college. Mm-hmm. Like, I had a friend. We ended up in some of the same classes.
That's usually proximity. That's usually track,
yeah. Yeah. Yep. Taking some business classes, and one class in particular, we failed it together.
So you had shared trauma. That's what
we had. Man, listen, we tried our best together, and we failed together and mm-hmm. took it again together in the summer. But yeah, like she to this day, man, we mad cool. Like if we in town at the same time, we'll link. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah.
Another one. I just talked to her the other day, and we still cool. Like we don't talk I don't talk to nobody that often anyway, but mm-hmm. I still talk to them pretty often. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think it is possible, without getting involved physically.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's definitely possible. Now, is that difficult? Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Why is it difficult?
Cause bro, like,
what exactly is difficult? Like,
learning how to separate, you know what I'm saying, being physically attracted to somebody with just being friends with them, you know what I'm saying? Because I think uh-huh. on a certain level, although you might just be friends, uh-huh. on a certain level, there's still some physical attraction there. I think that's what brings you together and being friends, bro.
I think it depends on the situation, like how it came about. Like, so I'm sure there are plenty of times where you befriend somebody and the initial thing that, you know, may have led to y'all
she fine
or exchanging words is, oh, I see you.
Yeah.
And she probably saw you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure that's the initial, you know what I'm saying? Like, no? What you got?
I don't know, bro. I don't know, man. My strictly platonic friends, mm-hmm. I've never had like an attraction to them.
Yeah.
Like, never wanted to do anything like sexual.
Nah, I ain't saying you wanted to reach a sexual point physically with them. I'm saying like
you had sexual aspirations.
Nah, not even that. Yeah. It's just like your first initial interaction with them. Like, all right, that's a she's a good looking woman.
You know, don't necessarily mean you want to have sex with her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that still goes into
again,
being
like you're not blind.
Yeah, like,
I mean,
but it's the
if you meet somebody ugly, you know they ugly.
ain't gonna do with their character.
You know what I'm saying?
You know,
I'm just saying like your first. That's one
I
mean, of your first.
I see where you're going with.
Yeah, because I think people a lot of times in our society, we when it comes to like being, you know, being super like, the way society is set up now, like being super inclusive and like, you know, the whole all these buzzwords, body shaming, and you know, inclusivity. It's like, bro, call a spade a spade. If you believe somebody's ugly, then they're ugly to you.
Yeah.
If you believe somebody's pretty, they're pretty to you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that should you should be okay with that.
So okay, all right, I see what you're saying. So yes, yeah, I agree with you. You know what I'm saying? You know somebody when they are attractive, regardless of what place they hold in your life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, my sister. I know my sister's an attractive woman, you know, but do I feel like am I attracted to her?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not attracted.
Because there's also, like I said, the part where I was where a lot of guys get mixed up is like everything, it's not 100% sexual.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a mental aspect to the to it as well.
Where normal niggas would look at her like
simple niggas would ooh, like, oh, she's pretty, therefore.
Nah,
you know,
bro, watch your mouth, bro. I got to check you on that one.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying to them niggas. Like, right. Yeah. Nah, bro.
Chill, bro.
That ain't just any old woman.
That's my sister.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So
chill out, bro.
I get it, and you know that's part reason why we can't go out together sometimes.
Because you on defense mode all the time.
I'm always on defense mode.
Sometimes I think it's natural for a guy. I remember years ago, I went up. I mean, this is before me and Gab got married. 4 years, and we had went up to Connecticut. We met some of her extended family. Me and like her, you know, everybody got their favorite cousin. We went out with our favorite cousin. We took the train from Connecticut, went to New York City. You know what I'm saying? We just walk around doing whatever. Walk around the city, whatever. And obviously, it's me and it's Gab and then it's her cousin. Naturally, I go into like big brother, like big cousin mode. Like that's how I think. Like when now, have you ever been in New York? We've all been in New York before. Is people selling stuff.
Right.
People
trying
to get your attention. Boom, boom. Hey, what's up? You know, that's how New York is.
Right.
And to me, I'm like, yo, I was on naturally went on defense mode. Like, yo, bro, she good. Not because like, I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to like, but it was more so like.
Trying to what?
Huh?
Not like you trying to what?
No, you know what I'm saying? Like when you're with your significant other.
That's exactly how I be.
No. What I'm saying is when you're with your significant other.
I'm joking.
No. You naturally go into protection mode for that person.
And anybody can
Or anybody that you
can catch this fade.
For a sister or somebody you deem like that needs quote unquote protecting.
Yeah.
Right?
For sure.
So that what I'm saying is regardless of if a sexual aspect is involved, a man can always protect.
Yeah,
always. Or at least I feel like a man should, you know, in these situations. But go ahead, sorry.
No, I was just saying, like, yeah, that's how I be. Like, well, my man Toby said, try Jesus.
Don't try me.
Because I throw hands.
And I can fight.
I ain't just doing this.
I can fight.
I throw hands.
But no. Back to what you were saying on a serious note, man. I see what you're saying. You know, and it does be like that sometimes. It does be like where, you know, like I'm in protective mode, and but you also have to figure. And it's something that I struggle with, you know, to this day. Even dealing with my sister and dealing with my wife, you know, it's something that, you know, I have to like pull back the reins on sometimes.
Yep.
And be like, all right, you know.
You know they're attractive. Guys see her as attractive. They're going to try to talk to her. It is
exactly
what it is.
So it's really like sometimes you'd be like, yo, all right, now, she can handle her own sometimes.
Yeah, she grown. Yeah.
You know, and until it gets, but I don't ever want it to get to that point. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And when it comes to the protection, because I'm here to protect you, you know, and it all goes back to, you know, women being attractive and guys finding them attractive and, you know, how they approach them and in a manner of, you know, respect and, you know, X, Y, and Z. So,
yeah.
Go back to having friends, you mm-hmm. know, to the friends. I mean, to having female friends, it can be difficult sometimes because you take on that role of you know protection, especially when
they're like if she's single,
yeah.
or if you're the only guy that
exactly.
that's with her at the time,
exactly.
In terms of proximity, or you know, been going out somewhere or whatever.
So it gets a little tricky, but you know, but sometimes you do have to like pull back the reins a little bit and be like, she grown,
and grown. I'm not your man.
She can make some strong decisions. You know, she can make her own decisions.
Yeah,
you know, and I struggle with that sometimes. Yeah. You know,
is that the only thing that's difficult, or is that just one aspect?
I think that's
like have you been. I'm trying to play out a scenario where, okay, you have befriended or somebody been friend zoned. You friends with somebody for whatever reason.
Right.
Of the opposite sex. This person gets a significant other.
Absolutely.
How is navigating that?
It's so for me, you mm-hmm. know, and you know, strictly talking about, you know, Tiffany, you put me in this situation a couple times. so you know,
because you're dealing with somebody who doesn't understand the context of your relationship.
They don't understand.
They're coming in who is this guy?
So you know. Tiffany, you know, this is all about you right here. This is about you. So
call out, Dan. What you got to say.
Yeah, yeah. I love you to death, baby. So what she'll do, you know, and I've had to learn myself and she's learned me.
Mm-hmm.
And in all these many years that we've been, you know, friends, I give her respect. You know, I don't disrespect the gentleman that, you know, she may meet or she may date. As long as, you know, I introduce myself, hey, you know, I'm such and such, you know, I'm Seti, you know, this is my sister, you know. Yeah. I don't do that that badgering, you know, saying, who are you, what you doing, you know, blah, blah, blah. Nah,
right.
I'm a man too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna give you your respect just like you know, I want
unless you give me a reason not to respect you.
So right.
that's a different story. A
couple situations where it has been anything other than that is because you know, she's, you know, you know, something has come up and now it's brought to my attention,
mm-hmm.
you know, and she very rarely brings anything to my attention.
Mm.
So, okay, you know, how am I going to handle these situations?
Yeah.
You know, is a conversation going to be to, you know, and boom. And we all know how I get, you know, at the drop of the time.
trying to throw some hands.
I'm going to throw them hands.
Put them balls on them.
But you know, she just, I really just give them their respect. I get a man, if she introduced me to somebody she's dating, I give them respect.
Yeah.
You know, like, boom. You know, and, you know, I'm going to chop it up like you're a regular man. You're a man just like I am, you know. And I'm just a man. I just so happen to have a title in her life.
Right.
But I, you know. That's just it.
Right.
I want to get to know you and what she sees,
yeah.
you know, and I'm not going to interrogate you. I'm not going to, you know, your true character come out
right.
as I get to know you.
Okay.
It's not my duty to interrogate you from the moment I meet you. That's not my job.
Do you, let's say you're in a committed relationship, married or
mm-hmm.
not married, you know, you're in a committed monogamous relationship and somehow for whatever reason, like you said, y'all was in the same class or maybe you work together, you're in close proximity
mm-hmm.
on a day-to-day basis, and for whatever reason, you hit it off
mm-hmm.
from a friendship perspective.
Right.
Are you obligated to tell your significant other about this person? I have my opinion, and I'll get mine after y'all, you know.
So, to answer your question, I've never really been in that
situation. Okay.
Because I don't allow myself to get close to people. I take that back. Mayor Nightdale, Jessica Day, we used to work together. And we were, we worked in close proximities.
Right.
So, yes, I belay my last on what I just said. Yes, with that, you know, boom, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I did let it be known. Like, hey, you know, I used to work with, you know, The now mayor right now, you know, and this is the extent of our, you know, friendship. You know, we're actually really close where I can pick up the phone and call her right now. And, you know, we have a really good.
You're cool like that.
We cool like that. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. What about you, Drew? What is your opinion on that? Like, are you obligated to? Because to me, I'll let you go. Go ahead.
So I'm an interesting case because. I ain't been a.
Bro, you a case study now, bro?
Shut up. Hey. Golly.
So you're speaking from the aspect of being in a relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have those problems.
I don't think, if, like I said, that's why I prefaced it with, okay, if you're in a committed monogamous relationship, like if you just chilling, you know what I'm saying? You ain't really, you don't owe anybody. In my opinion, you don't owe nobody none.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You doing what you do.
Yeah, man, do what you do, bro.
Hey, man,
I fuck with you.
Pressing out for me.
That's my dog, bro.
But, you know, hypothetically, I'm just asking the question.
If I'm in a relationship, I'm going to be real with you because I know, I think it's all about knowing yourself, bro.
Absolutely.
And I know I'm still getting to know me, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm young, I'm 30, so I'm still getting to know me. I'm at that point in stage and doing some reflecting, all that good stuff. But I have some I have some knowledge of how people see me. You know what I'm saying? And it's a misconception. I think a lot of times it's looked like I might be out there like that. And I'm not that
really
dude.
Not.
I'm not that dude. You know what I'm saying? So
You ain't him.
I feel like if I were in that situation, I would go ahead and let it be known, just because from past experiences, I've been in a situation where it's like I'm thought to be doing or acting on something. It's like, bro, I really.
Hey, but if you knew me, then like I would already.
That's true too. That's true
like,
too.
Come on, man.
That's true too.
Yeah, we ain't gonna play this game. We ain't gonna play this.
That's
game.
Why a lot. That's why in some of those instances I had
get
to
friend zone.
Immediately, you know what I'm saying? Just because I can't deal with that.
Talk
bro.
That talk, Drew.
You know what I'm saying, but nah, like,
I don't know.
If I was in that situation, because I know how I perceive somewhat, and I know if I got women are protective, bro.
Yeah.
And they're territorial, like,
yeah.
So I know for a fact, Mariah, like, if she sees something that's, she immediately comes to me, said, like, yo, like, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I've been in situations where I've been looked at to do certain things or thought to do certain things, and it's not the case.
Right.
And so I would be upfront, like, look, this is the situation. Like, we're close. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing platonic. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But
they don't believe you.
I ain't saying they don't believe me. I was saying if I was in that situation, I would be upfront about, you know what I'm saying, the relationship values that we hold, you know what I'm saying, with each other.
Also, it's and to piggyback on what you're saying, that conversation is had, but then, you know, just bringing them around.
Yeah. Nah, for sure.
Bringing them around and
letting them be secure seeing how y'all
and bringing around. Not even, it doesn't even have to be physical.
Yeah,
like if you're actually friends with somebody and you have a significant other, at some point your friend is going to come up in conversation.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Not because you're trying to, you know, give your partner the peace of mind that you ain't cheating on them.
Right.
But it's just a natural part of how things work with conversations. Renee said this.
Right.
Or Tiffany said this. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just a natural part.
And now, crazy thing is, a lot of my female friends, y'all look closer to my wife than I am.
That's crazy. That's really, that's kind of, I mean, I ain't gonna say that's
Tiffany,
how it should be, but
Sharday,
that's dope.
KT, they love Mariah. They, of course, you know, I'm the glue.
You were that brought it together.
But a lot of, you know, they support and love Mariah, if not more than they, you know, love me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And to me, that says it all right there.
That's when you know that it's real.
Yeah,
you
know, for sure.
It's not like, it's clear motives.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like the intentions are clear.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Clearly, this is what it is. It ain't going. It's nothing more than this.
Absolutely.
There was never any question.
Right.
You know, on either side that
be making me jealous sometimes. You
know, said he just shed a tear, bro.
No. I love that they love her.
Hey,
man. I love that they love.
Y'all watch P-Valley?
I don't.
I haven't.
The last episode, dude. He's a coach. I'm gonna give y'all context. Dude's a coach, and basically he's paying the stripper to, like, basically be his side chick. His wife is totally aware of it. She signed paperwork. She's getting paid. It's like a whole business arrangement. Basically, stripper comes in. Wife actually likes her. And then they sort of, like,
hit it off.
And then when they doing their little thing, all three of them together, dude noticed that they got a connection. He wasn't aware. He's like, hold on, what the hell going on? He said, I don't like this. And he shut the whole thing down. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So like,
how did that come in?
Because you talking about your no.
You gotta bring it home. You gotta bring it home.
What triggered that memory was when you talking about your they're closer to each other than they are to you now. It's like a
but you were saying, bro, you getting
blindsided by the sex. That's just that.
What you're saying.
You getting blindsided by that.
Yeah.
What? Come on, bro.
I understand what you're saying though. Right. Like,
my point is. You were saying, oh, I'm jealous. That's what triggered it.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
All right. You brought it home then. Yeah. You brought it home with that.
Those of you who watch P-Valley, y'all know what I'm talking about. To me, it was funny.
I ain't watching P-Valley. No, no.
It was a funny scene for me.
That was Brandon being Brandon.
Y'all watch P-Valley?
Hey. People who watch it, they know what I'm talking about. Just, y'all niggas ain't in on it.
But, yeah, bro, I think I would be, I would try to be upfront about, yeah, man, I got this time friend, and she just da-da-da, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, as best I could. But, you know, and then I know, because I know I'm a flirt. And I know I give off that vibe, bro. So,
I'm about to sing the R. Kelly dream.
Oh, no, please don't.
Please don't.
Please don't.
It, but I stopped myself, though. That's good.
You know
what I'm saying? Proud of you. Yeah, yes, sir. But, yeah, bro.
Appreciate you.
I got some platonic female friends.
Yeah. Last question. Is, have you ever been friend zoned by a woman, or have you ever friend zoned a woman?
Define friend zone.
All right, so friend zone means in your mind you were going to another zone, and then she's like, nah, fam, this is where you belong. You see what I'm saying? Like, you were pursuing her, and then she was like, nah.
I think I was. I was a friend. I feel like I was unintentionally friend zoned, maybe. Like, maybe once or twice, maybe.
Hey, bro, it happens to the best of us, man. Don't be
not ashamed.
Don't feel ashamed.
I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't nobody. You know what I mean? Like, who am I? But yeah, like, I've been
friend zoned. I'm me.
Two times. I've done my fair share
of friend zoning.
Of friend zoning, too, okay. Though. You know what I'm saying?
And why? Why exactly? What's like, just a off the top of your head? What was a?
I was young, man.
Most common.
And I dealt with some women in the past that wanted me more than I wanted them.
And that was like a.
And for me, at so that when point you in time, when, uh-huh. It was just for me being immature, bro. It was just a turn off to me, bro. Like, I don't need you to be up under me like
being pressed, like real pressed. Is that
you can say that?
Okay,
I ain't gonna say that, but you can say it was a version of
they was pressed. They was pressed, and you was like,
saying, I ain't trying to make it seem like I'm that Nick.
You coming on too much?
It was my version of them being pressed. Yeah. Okay, like it was unattractive to me at that point in time, and it's just something that I didn't want. Yeah. Pretty much. So I did my fair share, but I've definitely been friend zoned a couple times.
You know who you is. I've been friend zoned.
Do you have any earthly idea
why?
Why? Like, could you like come up with a reason?
So for
it
me,
it probably wouldn't be right, because you know,
for me,
men and women think different.
For me, I feel like I may have come on too strong.
Word
in that scenario, yeah.
Yeah,
like it was a situation where
I'm
feel like
I'm applying pressure.
Big
pressure.
I was like, well, I was applying pressure in my own way because I don't.
But I say you ain't Damon pressure.
I ain't as vocal as some other cats, but you know what I'm saying? In my own way, yeah. Like, I let it be known, like, I don't see it being nobody else.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
that can scare somebody
that
away.
That can scare somebody away. Okay. Just like the same effect for me. Like, right. if it was a woman that I dealt with and I just seen you, and then I leave you and you FaceTiming me now, I'm like, I need my space.
Leave me alone.
That's just how I am. I need my space. So like, it was a turnoff. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I'm just immature.
I think one of the, outside of what Drew just said,
I got a follow up for that. But go ahead.
Outside of what Drew just said, you know, I've been friend zoned because I dealt with somebody else that they knew.
Mm. Okay.
So it's like, hey, yo.
I think that happens more often than any other scenario.
Like, yo, bro, I can't do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, yo, all right, cool, straight. I friend zone people A lot of people.
Have you friend zoned girls because you knew that she'd been with somebody that you knew?
Absolutely. In my early years, like, mm-hmm. you know, college years, I don't give a fuck. I don't care who you with.
Keep it moving. That was what you was doing.
I don't care.
Okay.
It's, you know, but you know, as I got older, and it's just like, I started looking at stuff like, all right, cool, yo, I can't move like that. You know what I'm saying? And like, your circle's too small, you know, X, Y, and Z. You know, you're attractive, but like, in my mind, I'm thinking of scenarios. Like, what if I'm actually, like, start liking you, and you dealt with somebody that I know.
Yeah.
And then you start coming around.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a good look.
I think about it like this too. Like, what if the attraction that you see in that person is like meant to be like a business relationship? You know what I'm saying? Like, not necessarily you see somebody like whatever, you're attracted to them, might not be physical, but it's like intellectually, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So it's like we see each other on another playing field, you know what I'm saying, another realm, you know what I mean? So it's like somebody, you can bounce ideas off of each other. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a really good point. and I think that happens more times than not, especially in today's age in which we're in,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, you meet people and you network with people, and you know, you're so eager and so, you know, driven and so determined,
mm-hmm.
but you know, motivated. Motivated to, you know, get to that next level, and then, you know, somebody, you know, come of the opposite sex comes around and able to put you into
help you out or get you an assist.
Exactly. And
it's beneficial to have friends of the opposite sex, because like I mentioned briefly before, men and women think differently.
Absolutely.
For a lot of different reasons, what we don't have to get into.
Y'all watch Country Wayne in the skits?
I haven't.
I've watched the skits in general, but lately
Mike and
I haven't seen any recent.
That's what happened with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like it's important to diversify
your network.
Yeah, your network, bro. Like, you can't just have niggas in your network, bro. Like,
nah.
You need other people, other types of people. That's
gonna put you in a different position.
Not even that, but just to see different perspectives,
from different angles, bro.
Yeah, but yeah, that too. You know, but to follow what you said, you was like, you know, you were immature back in these times. They came on too strong. I ain't like it. If it happened now, are you saying like if you met the right person now and they came on strong, or like they were quote unquote
bang 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 bang?
I didn't say that.
Popcorn
sugar pop.
I did whip stuff.
So I would definitely handle it
differently.
Differently.
Okay.
I feel.
Oh, you want to be politically correct?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like I would. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like,
all right.
If I'm in that situation, like, of course, like, being in a situation and talking about being in a situation,
it's different to actually.
Completely different. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I understand that. But think about it right now, like, the things that I have gone through, you know what I'm saying, relationally, whatever you want to call it, like, I would say, yeah, I would take some time and kind of think it out a little mm-hmm. more, you know yeah. what I'm saying?
So are you asking if somebody came on strong and aggressive, if a woman came on you strong and aggressive, how would you, is that what you're asking?
Well, I guess we got to define what that means.
But
based on what you told, I'm just going off what you told us. You're saying like,
what I mean by that is like, me personally, I like my time.
You like your personal.
I really do like my time and my space.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not my space, dude. I like my time and my space, bro. Yeah. So it's like when I'm away from you,
yeah,
I need to be away. And that doesn't mean for me. That doesn't mean like a text all the time, like being a text away all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe I just need some hours of complete silence. Yeah. For you. You know what I'm saying?
Physically and mentally. And like, I don't need you to FaceTime
so
me.
So here's my question to you. So if somebody, one of the people that you friend zoned, right,
uh-huh.
in the past, because they came on too strong.
Yeah.
If that same person came on the same exact way to you
right now,
how would you react?
I probably would react the same way, be honest with you. Word. But I would have another perspective of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little older, so I would know how to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and
convey how I'm feeling.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel like being immature, the immature side of me was
to shut down.
Shut down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and not talk. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And be like, all right, I don't like it, so I'm just not going. Like, now, I will always say this to certain individuals that I would have conversations with. Like, I just feel like being in a relationship, like, you continuously working and evolving. You know what I'm saying? Like, the person that you, the Mariah that you met, when you first met her, she probably the same. That nigga probably the same. But at the same time, she's grown.
She's grown.
Some too.
I'm still the same?
No, I'm talking about, well, both of y'all. Yeah. I'm talking about in a relationship, she's period. Probably not the person that you meet initially in that relationship, that's not the person that you
absolutely
that you married.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so
absolutely.
Like, over time, you develop and your mental changes. You have different
aspirations.
Points
of
aspiration, all that stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? You're not the same. You're the same person, but not the same person.
You're evolving.
So, I feel like I would probably handle it a little differently. You know what I'm saying? It would still turn me off, but I would voice it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, all right, that's a turn off for me.
Here's the thing. I'm just like playing out a scenario in my head. Okay, you're saying obviously you're more mature than you used to be, right? You're saying you know yourself and you.
I ain't saying I know myself. I'm saying I'm still in the process of.
I mean, nobody's a finished product. Yeah. Like, it's always.
Now I don't want to get misconstrued, though.
You know what I'm saying? We're
saying you know yourself.
We're becoming. Shout out to Michelle Obama. We're becoming. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, getting better, bro.
You're not a
getting
finished
better.
Hey, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Drew, funny tonight.
Hey, bro.
Drew.
I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying.
Now I forgot my original thought. Hey, you messed me up.
That's good.
Hey, man. Nah. Hey, shout out to Drew, man.
For real though, like, you know, like I would feel the same. Like, I legit would feel the same.
What I was gonna say was the hypothetical scenario would be. Being that you, like you just said, you're saying you are more aware of how you are in terms of needing your space and vocalizing your needs.
Vocalizing.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that was right, but it don't sound like right word.
Man, that's a right.
that's
just like right. Y'all ain't know what dink was, but it's a real word. Anyway.
Clear what you said, bro.
Yeah.
Dink.
All right, yeah.
Double income, no kids, bro.
All right, I was just saying, you said it real fast. Dink. It sounded like.
We're going to edit that one out.
Bro.
What?
That was
3 episodes ago.
It's like I know what you're talking about, man.
Look, I said dink. They like they y'all like know. I know. I didn't know what I was talking about. I still
don't.
Bro, it's
use
a
that
real.
Word.
It's a real. No, right. You don't have to use it. I'm saying it's a. You was like, yeah, you never heard it. I was like, bro, it's a real term. It's a real thing. Anyway,
all right, go ahead.
My point was.
I was getting sidetracked, bro.
Yeah, we get sidetracked. In this scenario, you voice your opinion, your concerns.
Yeah.
I feel like if somebody is actually feeling you. They would hear you
and adjust.
Adjust, right. And then the outcome would be totally different.
Yeah, no, of course. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, no, of course. But it definitely starts with me, though.
Oh, you for know sure. What I'm saying? Like, yeah, I agree.
If I, like, in those, like, I've told multiple people, like, there have been numerous situations that could have ended up me being not in a, I ain't gonna say married, but like in a legit relationship. Yeah. Like, it's always end up being like, we in the talking phase.
Yeah.
Get on my nerve. All right. Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Because you didn't communicate that.
Because exactly. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like that's that maturity level that I wasn't on. You know what I'm saying? Like, not being able to convey, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, how I felt about a certain.
I will say, I'm gonna say this and a disclaimer. If I was single, uh-huh. I have a disclaimer. And somebody approached me in an aggressive manner in which they were. Hey, man.
You would like it?
I'm going to like it.
Hey, bro.
I'm going to like it.
To each his own.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I'm also in who I am today. You know, I would absolutely like, look, boom, 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 communicate. The biggest thing that I've learned, you know, over 35 years of living is communication. Like, I'm so, like, communicative now. Like, I'm a dress, I'm a say, I'm a voice, I'm a, like.
That's something that I had to learn because it wasn't a natural thing for me as a young man, young adolescent, whatever.
So even in college, like, I was, you know, when I was, you know, dating around, you know, voicing what it is that I want or what I saw.
Yeah.
Like, that was like the beginning of it. And now I would say it. Now it may came off a little. It may came out wrong, but I'm still saying it. But then I just learned how to say it in a different way.
And what you say?
It's how you say it. So, you know, I've always been
I'm still working on that to this day.
Regardless of what the situation is, I'm going to say what I got to say.
Right. And I was like, I tell Gab all the time, like, I understand how it came off. But after you explain to me how you interpreted what I said, then I tell you what I actually meant. Then we need to move on. I'm aware of how I came off.
Now I want to hear nothing else about it now.
No, it ain't even that. It ain't even that. It's nah, not even that.
I told you what.
I done told you right now.
I'm not right now.
No more. No. We love you, guy.
For sure. It's to me, it was being self-aware and understanding that, okay, maybe it's your voice, maybe it's your body language. I don't know. I don't really know. But I am aware, and even like in text messages, like I'm very matter of fact. I'm very like, no, yes, 1 + 1 = 2. That's how I communicate.
It ain't no gray area.
What I'm saying is, a lot of times, especially in email and text messages, like
you gotta
soften it up a little bit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because it just comes the way it comes off.
Yeah.
It don't matter what your intention is. Attention versus impact. That's what I've heard people say. Mm-hmm. Like your attention.
Break that down. Because I've never heard it said like that. Break that down.
The impact is
how somebody receives
it, and what happens
after
what they do with that information.
Right.
Versus your intention is obviously your intention.
Right.
It's what. This is what I'm trying to convey.
I like that. I never heard it.
But intention versus impact.
Like that
either.
That's dope.
I'm real smart.
I mean, I got smart people around me, aka Gab.
Yeah.
she got a master's degree.
Yeah. Shout out to her.
But yeah, intention versus impact. That's something I always, you know.
So Drew, let me ask you this.
Go ahead, brother.
Anybody that you friend zoned, would you unfriend zone them?
Bring them out the bench.
Yeah.
Could,
yeah. Is one
maybe you up?
Is one, and
you gonna say a name?
I'm not.
What
you ain't gonna say? You ain't gonna say?
Nah, but it is one that we just connect. You know what I'm saying? On kind of
she know level. She know who she is. You know she watching.
She might be, and it's okay if she is.
Hit Drew DM if you think it's you. Yeah. Hit Drew DM.
Hit my
DM about to blow up after this episode.
Yeah, don't be surprised if I don't respond.
Hey, what's your IG, bro?
Drew Artist.
If you think it's you, hit Drew at DMs, man.
But it is one that I'll be like, yo, and it's not even on, like, it's just legit, like.
It's not a test, it's the real deal.
It's a vibe, it's legit a vibe when we always together.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying? It ain't nothing crazy, it's just like, I could see it, you know.
Energy work well together.
Energy is definitely dope when we together, you know what I'm saying?
And really at the end of the day, man, that's what it's all about, man.
Yeah.
Like, you it ain't no amount of money, you can't fake energy.
No, bro. Can't fake vibes.
You can't fake vibes, man. Yeah. I take positive, good energy any day, man. And
I don't stay around where I know I ain't wanted.
Have you ever been in an environment where you just feel like you don't?
Absolutely.
So for me, because I'm like, I feel like I'm very awkward socially.
Yeah.
In some ways, like I'm a social person, but also like when it comes to warming up to people that I don't know, like on a deep level. And it's like a lot of people around, I'm very awkward. So like part of that is like my own
anxiety, deal with.
Social anxiety, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know how to decipher. Is it like sometimes do these niggas not mess with me, or is it just me being
a lot of times being just awkward? I think I'm the same when it comes to that.
Yeah.
A lot of times it'd be me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like you have a perception of, or you have what you think is the perception that they see you. Right. Ass, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you think you know what people think of you. You know what I'm saying? So that kind of plays with you a little bit sometimes.
So what a lot of people don't really know about me, like a lot of times when I in a new environment, like I'm quiet.
For real?
Yeah.
What's crazy about that is I don't necessarily know if I've ever seen you in a new environment.
Because when
we're all together,
each other,
it's all the home.
It's not a new environment. We are familiar, right?
But all it takes is one.
Okay.
For me to like, once up. I feel like that, that person right there, we can talk about anything.
Yeah.
We can talk about something.
Yeah.
And then I can, and then I'm like a wildfire.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I'm like that too, though. Mm-hmm. Like I can be very closed off, but at the same time, I can be very, you know what I'm saying, open as far as conversationally, you know what I'm saying? Like I can have a conversation
again when you feel somebody's energy out.
Yeah.
You know
And I know a lot, you know, people, they throw shade on people to talk about the zodiac all the time, but cancers are very intuitive. Cancer. So I be feeling like
feeling
I really
vibration.
I be feeling it, you know what I'm saying? So like, so most like part of it, like you said, is, you know, social anxiety. Like a lot, most of us have social anxiety.
Right.
What I'm saying? But to, and you know, it's a spectrum. It's a level. It's levels to it. But yeah. Sometimes I be knowing like,
and I'm this good. Ain't, yeah, yeah. This
I'm
ain't
good.
The energy.
For yeah,
me. This
I'm
ain't
good.
The energy. For
it's
me.
Not me. Yeah.
I've definitely been in environments where energy is just like, even after I connect to that one person, you can still
it's
be like,
still some type of this yeah. ain't
this
barrier.
Ain't it. So yeah. so then it comes across like, you know, we either standoffish
or you stank or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's like, nah, I just wasn't comfortable.
Yeah.
and you know, I think that's okay. And I think, you know, moving like, I think what people should understand is like, you know, when individuals are new into an environment around people that they are not familiar with, that, you know, you have to give them grace.
Give them time.
Yeah, give them time. You can't expect them to come off out the gate and to be what you think
they should or think they are.
Are, exactly.
Yeah, like,
you can't expect that. So, you know, give them time because you just met them 30 minutes ago. You mm-hmm. can't expect them to give you their whole life story.
Mm-hmm. And, bruh,
you I know, within numerous. A five, within a 5 minute span, you know, they barely gave you an elevator speech.
Right.
You know, and that was just because you asked, you know, how are you? Or, you know, what do you do for a living?
Yeah.
And, you know, if that's all you've got, but you was like, but, you know, as soon as you turn your back from them and, it's like, well, I ain't get much from him.
Yeah.
You don't even fucking know them.
Were you supposed to?
Well, yeah. How are you supposed to? It takes time to get to know somebody.
Take time, bro.
Yeah. And yeah. Even how long have you and Gab been together?
20 years. They've been dating since they were 7.
I'm going to bring it home for you, Sam.
Since 2008.
Since 2008.
So it was,
have you learned
almost
something?
Almost 20 years.
Damn. You got five more.
Yeah, bro, you got a few more to go. What, 6 more years ago?
Have you learned something new about Gab in 2022?
Yeah,
that's the point I'm trying to make.
Cause the point I'm making. The simple folk would be like, "Oh, y'all been together for a long time. You supposed to know." It's like, again, nobody's a finished product.
Yeah,
nobody.
Bro,
you're ever changing,
ever changing.
So of course you're going to realize something new. You should.
If somebody is in an uncomfortable environment and they're not comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are like judging them for their uncomfortability, you know, because they haven't gotten to know this individual in 5 minutes. You're talking to somebody that has been with his wife for 15 years.
He's saying it's something that he
that's like crazy.
This year.
15 years, bro. What is going, what is life right there?
And he's that's still 14, learning 14, who she oh, is.
Yeah. No, just playing.
Still learning who she is.
Because think about this. In terms of couples who've been together for, I just say 10 plus years, right?
Right.
And you talk about your innermost secrets.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of people out there that don't have these conversations
with their significant other.
Yeah. Not just secrets, but like desires. Like what you like in the bedroom. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff like that.
And don'ts, likes, yes. And dislikes.
Yeah. Like a lot of couples don't have these conversations. So, you know what I'm saying?
So it's kind of like you don't know the individual.
Yeah.
Taste buds change as they get older. Desires change mm-hmm. as you get older.
Yeah. Look, especially when she had them kids, things you got to navigate that. That's a totally different aspect.
Totally different.
That could probably be another
episode
where we bring some moms on, you know what I'm saying, and talk about that.
Because
that's a different aspect.
Yeah,
that's different.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? That's different. It's something you got to navigate. You know, her body's changing. I ain't going to get into it. But me and Gerard kind of touched on that.
One of the last episodes?
On last season when we did the fatherhood part one, and we were talking about, you know, our wives being pregnant and all this stuff, you know, but it would be dope to have them on to kind of go through that. It was a really dope conversation. I think the consensus is men and women can have platonic relationships.
Absolutely, man. And shout out to all my platonic friends.
Yeah.
Shout out to all my sisters, you know, my friends.
For sure.
And I wouldn't be Renee, you know, you can't forget about Renee, man.
Sometimes I think Renee, I feel like
Renee.
When you gonna have Renee on the podcast?
No, nah, we need. Yeah, like, we be arguing all the time.
Me and
bro.
Renee argue.
Funny
argue. That's
but Renee is
Bro, Renee, one of the funniest people I know.
Mona Lisa, we need you on the podcast. Yeah, we need you live too. Not to call in. We got to
We got to have you, man. Come back to the city, man. Come back to the city.
Either we might have to go down to Atlanta. You down
in
Atlanta?
She in Atlanta. Yeah. Shout out to her, man. Yeah. You know, we have some great debates, man, and even on the on serious notes, man. Yeah. Renee. I think she gets like a misconception about her sometimes, but Renee definitely, once you get that respect from her, she listens, and she listens with the open mind and open heart.
For sure.
So, shout out to her, man. This little sis right there.
For sure.
It's been like that since day one. Another one of, my platonic friends. She loved Mariah. Mariah loved her, and, we dope, man.
Thanks.
So shout out to all my friends, man.
Yeah, we this is what, the seventh episode
somewhere
of the third season. I'm happy to be here, man. I really appreciate y'all for coming on.
Hey, man, and yeah, go ahead.
No.
Yeah. I was gonna say, man, I don't know how many more episodes you're gonna do.
A few, but maybe.
Go ahead and let them know.
I won't be a part of the. Remember, y'all keep me in your prayers.
Shout out to Drew, man.
I'm about to go out on this cruise ship tour.
He's a musician, if y'all didn't know.
Yeah.
He's a musician. And
I'll be out there until December. So
we're gonna definitely
keep me in y'all's prayers, bro.
Definitely got you in our prayers, man. We're definitely gonna miss you, man. And
for sure, man.
Send us some of those videos, and I ain't coming on that ship, man.
You ain't never been on a cruise before?
I ain't never been on a cruise, but
this is your first time being
first
on a cruise.
Experience, yeah.
But the way he talk about the cruise, it's out of my price budget.
Hey, bro. Look, the way he going, it ain't Carnival.
It's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be fun, man.
It looks like it's gonna be dope, bro. So I hope it's a really dope experience for you.
For sure.
I'm glad we got these episodes in before you.
Yeah, for sure. Regardless, you know what I'm saying? Next season is gonna be even more dope.
Oh yeah.
Where can the people find you at, Drew?
You can find me on Instagram. That's it. Nowhere else. Just Instagram, Drew_artist.
Because you on Facebook, but you don't really
I'm
be on Facebook.
Facebook like but I'll be on Facebook scrolling, looking at videos, people popping pimples and whatnot.
Oh.
People popping pimples and removing blackheads.
Bro,
hey, bro, you know
about,
you watch them videos, bro. Them videos pop up. I sit there for a couple, 30, 45 minutes.
No, I ain't going to cap, bro. Like, I be on TikTok.
They are definitely interesting.
For me, it's haircutting videos.
It's fishing
videos.
Yeah, that too.
And it's pimple popping videos, bro. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, bro.
It's like a guilty pleasure.
Very intriguing.
And grass cutting videos, too. It's like seeing the before and after.
Yeah.
That's what it is for me. Like haircutting, it's the same.
Yeah.
Seeing the lines and all that. Like,
facts.
I don't know, bro. It's my guilty pleasure.
Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Definitely. That's going to be the next hot take. What's your guilty pleasure?
We're not putting that on our
We keep that to ourselves.
Clearly, he's embarrassed by his guilty pleasures.
Keep that to ourselves.
No.
What? Bro, what are you talking about?
What I be doing? I do pimple popping. I be looking at weird stuff like them making hydroelectricity out of a small creek.
Okay.
Like, I watch beginning to stay.
You ever get sucked in on the the Israelite videos?
Nah.
Dudes be on the street yelling at white people.
Nah, I ain't never watched.
It's highly entertaining. It's very entertaining.
It's be funny sometimes.
It'd be funny, bro, because white people be all sad and mad.
I've been watching a lot.
And they be like, you don't. They be saying some crazy stuff, bro. Like, it's crazy.
I've been watching a lot of like boat videos, like high luxury boats.
Yachts.
That pop up on my joint a lot. What else I'll be watching? Grilling videos.
Yeah.
I definitely watch grilling videos.
Ton of grilling
videos.
What's your boy, the joint?
Over the fire cooking.
He be
cooking, bro.
Yeah.
Steaks, everything.
Over the fire cooking fire cook. No, it's two of them. It's a Hispanic gentleman.
Okay.
And it's a white.
This is Indian dude on TikTok be throwing down.
Yeah.
Cardamom,
bro,
black
go
pepper,
go ahead,
salt,
bro.
He be killing,
go ahead, bro.
Curry powder, all up, bro. Gouda masala, all up.
Yeah, bro. That's what I be doing, man.
But yeah,
ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, Do what you do, man. You ain't hurt nobody.
Yeah. Staying out of trouble.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
But yeah, man. We out. This is the Gentleman's Guide. Shout out to Drew. He going
shout
on the trip.
Shout out to Drew, man. He out, man.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Appreciate y'all. Like, subscribe, share, comment. You know, do what you do on social media.
Send topics.
Yeah, send topics. We appreciate the feedback. Anything, any type of engagement, we appreciate it. So, yeah, we out, man.
We out.
Peace.
Peace.
Yeah.